Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go.
What's up? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, hope everybody's good. Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. His Cowboys were a disappointment again this year, but kudos to him because he continues to show support and cheer. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, what are we? January 18th? A little less than a week away from Valentine's Day?
We're like 3 weeks.
A month. Less
well,
than
you're
a month.
Excited about it.
Well, wow. Dude, I'm so excited because I already got plans. For the first time in my life, I've got plans before 3 days before the day. Like, usually I'm such a procrastinator.
What made you have this plan?
I saw something on TV.
And is this something you don't want to say or no?
No, I'm going to tell you what it
is. Okay, go ahead.
Because I already told my wife and she said that'd be a great idea. I'm going to take her to a movie. The new Bob Marley biopic is coming out and it's called One Love and it looks so good.
Does she love Bob Marley?
I mean, not as much as I do.
So it's for you.
Well, no, it's called One Love, which I thought was perfect.
No, so it's for you, though.
For both of us.
Fine. If she loved Bob Marley and you did a nice dinner, that's great. You don't have to do anything. Everybody has their own relationship and their own standards and their own relationship. But for you,
I think it's a movie. Like, do they sell
out? We just felt like maybe you did by you going, I know what we're doing.
No, I just saw it. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Valentine's is like 1 day away. I have no reservations. But now I've got plenty of time and I know exactly what we're doing.
Got it. Thank you for that.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I don't think you're going to be celebrated as much as you think unless you add a couple other things to it, like dinner.
Yeah.
A nice note.
We can probably do a little dinner.
Somewhat romantic. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Popcorn.
That's not dinner exactly, but yeah. All right, moving on. He has tried to convince us to start a side hustle from a video he saw on TikTok, but I think he forgets we're still waiting on profits from investing in his stocks. It's Lunchbox, everybody.
Guys. And this, I'm talking to all the men out there. I am warning you, women are out to get you. There's a trend going on TikTok, and they're going to test you. Your woman is going to bring you an orange and say, hey, will you peel this for me? Because they're going to act helpless.
So wait, do it to me then.
So it's like,
so
hey,
hand me a fake orange.
Hey, oh, I really want an orange. Can you get it for me? Oh, here you go. No, I mean my fingernails. Can you peel it for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll try it.
You're a guy.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm the guy. You're the guy.
Yeah.
But I still talk like this. Yes. How about I cut it in half?
Oh, that is not. I don't know what happens if you cut it in half. But here's an example of the girl getting mad when he won't peel it.
I really want an orange right now. I really want it, but like I hate peeling it.
You hate peeling it?
Yeah. It just gets really messy.
Okay.
And I have nails. It'll get like underneath them.
Tough luck, buddy. Go ahead and do her.
You're not going to peel it for me?
Dude, I asked you to do things all the time.
I do everything. I just did your f***ing laundry.
No.
And you can't peel this for me?
Dude, come on, man.
Seriously?
No.
I felt that.
Sounds like
so this is what they're doing. Women are testing you.
That sounds like a bad relationship.
But if my wife was doing something, hey, I'm doing this. Can you peel the orange? Sure. I can also change a tire. I can lift a house. I can knit. But if she's like sitting there by herself with her thumb in her butt going, give me an orange and peel it. I'm like, no, you can do it. That hand where the thumb's in your butt. But she'd say the same thing to me.
But why do these women got to play games? Like, women,
it's
stop.
Because it's for TikTok. They're making a video, which this couple, it seems like there's some resentment there for other things.
Like, could you talk to your wife the way that dude talked to that girl? There's
once.
No way. There's
once?
No way.
Yeah, once.
One time only.
Yeah.
Once. Then I wouldn't do it ever again. All right, Lunch. Thank you. But it's a test.
Yes, so be careful.
This happens. All right.
Okay.
She binged watched some movies while being snowed in, and her Instagram story contains ways to take better care of your skin. It's Amy, everybody. Woo.
Okay, so heads up, DoorDash is now going to notify users who enter zero as the tip that their orders may take longer to complete because drivers are more likely to accept orders with tips. Now, I don't think they know how much the tip
is. But they do know if it's zero.
But they do know if they're getting a tip.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know if Lunchbox has food delivery apps.
I've done it 3 times in my life.
Do you do Uber Eats at all?
Not 3 times in my life, total.
Oh, you think it's all the same?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I've done it when we were in the hospital, our 3rd kid. When he was born, we did it twice, and I did it a couple weeks ago.
But what did you do it? Which app?
Uber Eats, I think.
Okay. And then did you tip?
Yeah. No, I tip delivery drivers.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was a delivery driver, so I know what it's like.
Got it.
Out there, but I do tip a delivery driver. Yeah. But that's why I don't use it, because it's too dang expensive.
Yeah, but at least DoorDash, they're now going to warn people, like, hey, heads up.
Do you tip before you get your food or after?
I tip before, because if I do it after, sometimes I don't get back on the app, I'll forget.
Mm.
So I'll do 25% or whatever, 25% on the app.
Jeez.
And then if something happens and they do, like, a great job, or if, you can tip higher, or if they really screw it up. Like, sometimes they won't even put it at the door. They'll leave it in the yard.
Weird.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay, fine. I must punish you by giving you only 18% tip.
Like, what can they do that is so great? I mean, they just bring it to your house. Like, what?
No, it's not that it's so great. It's you don't have to do it, right?
Yeah,
it's
just, right. But you said you give more if they do it really great.
No, like, it snowed, right? And if you're driving in when it's snowing,
weather.
And you're dealing with weather or rain, and you make sure it's dry.
I get that.
Yeah. There's no Olympic sport of delivering, but I'm saying there are.
Real fast, like real quick.
Yeah, even that.
Yeah, what if it's a hospital and you bring 2 gallons of iced tea, buckets of ice, 3 party trays?
Well, now you're doing you delivering,
he's
not
reliving
you.
Reliving something from 2000.
Stupid. What are drug reps? Don't tip. Oh, it's not even their money.
And they make a lot of money.
Exactly. And it's not even their money. Like, stupid. Goodness.
How long ago was that?
What year was
literally
that?
2001.
Why do you look at your watch? You don't even have a watch on. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas. Today, he's wearing white on white on white. I got to admit, it looks pretty tight. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I feel like this is tan on white, though. And I feel like I had to put a white hat on to match the white undershirt because this is kind of an eggshell sweater.
I go cream.
You're wearing neutral on neutral on neutral.
Hey, that's who I am, Switzerland. But it is to have to do, because I was going to not wear a hat today. My hair is long, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not growing it out for any reason other than I just haven't felt the need to cut it. It's kind of fun, but I'm not growing it out except now I'm announcing I'm growing it out for a movie role.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I'm not.
Oh.
Oh,
really? When does it get annoying?
Believed you for a second.
Like now when you look at it, when does it start to get like, okay, dude, cut your freaking hair?
Oh, I'm not annoyed by your hair.
Okay.
Like if you like it, that's what's important.
I don't care. It's hard to, I just wear hats all the time now because I can't control. Okay, good. So, but it's not like I'm walking out and you're like, when is he going to cut his stupid hair?
No, because I feel like it's like throwback you. Your hair used to be so long.
Yeah, but it's not like poofing up the way it used to.
And it is Thursday, younger. Throwback Thursday. It does.
It does?
Yeah.
You need to go back to that look.
But it does if I just wash it.
The curls.
Oh, you didn't wash it?
If you have long hair, you can't wash it every day.
Oh.
Do you?
No, gosh, no.
No, Eddie.
I trained my hair.
Blasphemy. Sorry, guys. I don't know about this hair stuff.
I trained it to where now I can go a full week.
Yeah, it gets curly really quick if I wash it or take any care of it at all. Okay. All right, so I'm good right now.
You're good.
All right. Lots of listeners are like, why are you growing your hair out? Are you really going bald? No, I'm not. I'm not going bald. It's not any sort of trick. And some are like, do you wear a wig under your head? No.
What?
No.
It's all here. All right, we're good to go. Thank you, guys. Let's get the show started now. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. What's the rule on spoiler alerts? My understanding was it was 48 hours after the show aired if it was a once-a-week program. Now you have entire seasons being dropped in one day. Even though the new season of Jack Reacher dropped on December 15th, I just got around to watching all of them. I don't want to read this anymore because I'm watching. I don't want it to be spoiled.
They spoil it on this.
Oh, no. I got to read one word at a time. I was talking about it at work, and a guy nearly bit my head off because I was spoiling it. He even yelled, "Spoiler alert, spoiler alert." How long is it appropriate to keep your mouth shut about a show before you can talk about it? Or is it around a month long if you've already seen the show? Signed, Spoiler Sam. If it exists on a streaming service, you just can't allow the ending to come out of your mouth unless you have communicated that you'd like to talk about the ending. Have you seen it? No. Okay, then I won't spoil it.
I'm going to go with probably 40 years.
Years.
40 years?
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, that's how I feel about it now.
There is a difference. If it is like a massive pop culture event, like the finale of Game of Thrones, the Super Bowl, the Friends ending, that you can give a 24 hours, if even that. But that's everybody's job to be caught up on a major pop culture event. But if it's just a show that exists and is streamed, you can't walk around and just say the ending of it. Or a movie. A movie, if it's over 25 years old, you probably can easier than if it's new.
Okay. But there are some movies where, like, you cannot give away the ending.
You can't, and you just got to know now that everybody hasn't seen everything. Do not say how a show ends. That's all I'm saying.
I don't see what the problem is. Why not just go like, hey, man, have you seen blah, blah, blah?
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I haven't. Okay, cool. You should, and then walk away.
That's
why would
better.
You walk away? Why would you end the conversation?
Because
there?
I don't want to spoil it.
But you got something else you want to talk about.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like, can you believe this part?
But you can say that if they've seen it.
Yes.
Okay.
Then that's you can I'm talk saying. All
you
about
it.
You
have to communicate it. Have you seen it? Yes. Are you done with it? No. Then I'm going to hold off.
I didn't think about that follow-up.
What part are you at?
Let me know when you're done.
Or you have to make sure that anybody that can hear you speaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they may not be in
Eddie and Lunchbox are talking about a show that I haven't finished, but they have.
Yeah.
That's a spoiler alert to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've done
that
before.
Quietly.
No, you don't talk quietly.
Oh.
Just be aware. All right. Thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Psychologists say that an age gap of blank years or more is considered too big of a difference. Amy?
Oof. It gets rough probably around 16 years difference.
16.
A lot.
Because then you could actually be their parent, maybe.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, my mom got pregnant at 15, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
Eddie?
I'll go less than that. I'll go 10 years, just because, generational.
Bobby, is it hard for you and Caitlin?
Well, hold on. Let's go around the room here.
That's just my opinion, yeah. Amy.
Six.
Six. Six.
Why,
I thought
six?
You'd be like 50.
Well...
You changed his mind. I forgot about that, Amy.
That's a great point.
I think you can get along at any age, but I feel like six, you're a whole, like, you've been out of school. Like, when you were in second grade, they weren't even born yet. That's weird.
So you're saying if you're an old dude with a young girl, it's not about the life experiences you share. You're just doing it because she's hot.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Got it.
Valid.
They say 10 years or more is considered too big of a difference.
Wow.
One person has a decade more life experience than their partner, and the couple is most likely incompatible. They will have different circles of friends, different interests, and different life goals. They tend to also not find the same things funny. That's from Vogue magazine and the psychologist. So I think generally that's cool. My wife's 11, almost 12 years younger than I am.
Right.
But I think I am an infant emotionally in a lot of ways as far as like with people. I feel like she's older than I am.
And mentally. Like no, mentally.
Mental, I'm good.
Yeah, but I mean, you keep up with young music and like...
No, but I'm talking about how we...
Peter Panning a little bit.
I don't think I would if a job didn't... I just listen to 90s country and John Mayer all day.
Oh, so you just do it for work?
For the most part.
Okay.
Cause stay in the know.
But I think with her... I mean, I didn't have relationships with family members for the most part. So I think... And she did. I think she's far more mature than I am in that space.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain muscles, we'll call it that you never really had to exercise.
And she's funnier than I am. And so we do think the same thing's funny. But there are differences. I have jokes in my stand-up act about it's like a 90s time machine. I get to introduce her to all these cool things that she's never experienced. But she never thinks they're cool. She's always like, oh, that's lame. But yeah, so music and TV shows, we don't really... I'll listen to a lot of her stuff. She doesn't like a lot of mine. But other than that, we're good. We grew up around the same place, Oklahoma, Arkansas, so we have those same sensibilities. But I could see where 10 years or more would be tough. unless you get older, then 60 and 50, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 20 and 10, big difference.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
What's your one joke that you had about...
That?
Being, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say it now.
Oh, I, but I got a question online.
Maybe I did.
Because I only know it because I saw you post it.
Okay.
It was
said,
funny.
I said about someone dating me in high school. It's awesome to be dating somebody that wouldn't have dated me in high school. I'm glad she wouldn't because
she was
in second grade.
She was in second grade.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Like Leo and his girls, they could get along because when you're rich.
DiCaprio?
Yeah. Like you have the same experiences and the same circles and the same way of life.
When you're rich? I don't know what you're saying. You're just putting words together.
Well, the young models, they may not have the type of money he
but
has.
But they live that lifestyle where they're going to events.
I think you can also be stunted if you get famous. Whatever age you get famous is kind of where you stay.
Yeah, isn't that the Leo theory?
I don't know if it's a Leo theory. I've heard it forever.
It's kind of an excuse because he really just likes it.
No, it's actually not.
But imagine he's never had to have any sort of adversity, like adult adversity. Why would you ever have that knowledge? You wouldn't. You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't have the perspective.
But the knowledge to date someone your own age?
No, but I'm saying perspective in general is only gained through having to go through a situation, right? We don't have perspective of people that we can't understand what their life is.
Sure.
We can we try, we can think we can, but we don't. But Leo, if he's never had to like pay bills, he doesn't know what it's like to have to
it's pretty amazing.
Make a check like and pay bills. He doesn't know he doesn't have to do it, but he doesn't know what that's like, so he doesn't have the same perspective. And he's probably like only like 22 in his head. Like what he's had to grow and learn how to do.
Yeah.
It's still creepy.
It is so creepy.
I don't know if it's creepy. It could get creepy.
Cause
it's weird now, but it could get creepy.
How old is he?
45.
Yeah, if he's dating.
And his girls are what, 20?
22.
They're not. All I know is they never crazy. Go above 25.
Is that what it is? Yeah. See, he's 49. Yeah, it's getting
weird. Wow, he's 49.
It's weird. It's weird, but it's not quite creepy yet.
I think one of them like turned 26 and he was like, okay.
If it wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio, it was just the dude that like works at the library. Like you'd be like, what is happening?
I'd still think weird, but not creepy. If it was somebody who could make their own decisions, like the female. But
Leonardo DiCaprio, it's okay. It's okay. He's stunted.
That's true, though. That is true.
But he can choose.
He also
he could
can choose
get
to do
unstunted.
That. Yeah. No, he also can choose any girl he wants.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So 10 years is the general rule. 60 and 50, no problem. 20 and 10,
big problem.
Big problem. Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
The Iowa State wrestling team, they're in California for a wrestling match. They are fighting against Cal Baptist, right? They're at the hotel. They're going to wrestle later that day. But while they're at the hotel, the coach is in the lobby. He sees this guy named Matt. He's like, oh, man, Matt looks frantic. What's going on over here, Matt? He's like, man, I'm freaking out. I can't find my one-year-old. I mean, he was just here with me. I don't know where he is. So what does coach do? Boys, wake up! The whole wrestling team.
Wow.
Everyone, we need all hands on deck. Let's search this hotel up and down and look for this kid. 20 minutes of search and rescue. They find the kid. In the parking garage, outside, under the hotel, in a corner. They find the one-year-old.
It's crazy that coach went and woke his whole team up to go do that.
Yeah.
And then they found him.
Yeah. And then they won the whole tournament. That's not true, but...
Do you even know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, but so we don't know they didn't win it.
We don't know.
But they won in their hearts being heroes.
Right.
That's a great story.
That's pretty awesome.
Good job, coach. All right, there it is. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, trivia game, elder versus millennial. So Eddie's the oldest.
Yeah.
Lauren is now the youngest, but she's dominating you in this.
Dude, she's so good at this game.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Lauren, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Okay. I'm feeling ready.
Eddie, I'm going to ask you a few questions here first before I intro you. These will be questions that she should know the answer to, but will you?
Okay.
In 2009, Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at what award show?
That was the MTV Music Awards. The Moon Man.
I need you to be a little more specific.
MTV Music Video Awards.
I'll accept it. It's MTV Video Music Awards. He just switched them around.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic.
Yeah. So, no
you're
not.
Are you really?
No, you're
I don't
not.
Know, but I did that.
Let's introduce Eddie now. Up first, he's a dad of four, the Hispanic who don't panic. He always has a smile on his face, but sometimes it hurts him to be a part of the Cowboys fan base. Oh. It's Eddie! Yeah. All right, Eddie, question two.
Come on.
What movie, based on a book, is about four best girlfriends that pass around a pair of secondhand jeans that fit each other's bodies perfectly?
I love it. That's Mean Girls.
Incorrect.
What?
Lauren, you can steal.
That's the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
That's correct. Yeah.
Well, that would make sense. The Traveling Pants. Got it.
They pass around jeans.
Huh. Yeah. Is that a good movie?
Yeah. Books. Yeah. And movies. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
That's one I haven't seen, I'll be honest with you.
Me either.
I feel like I've seen I've seen a lot of those. That one I haven't seen. Eddie, the Puerto Rican singer and rapper who was born Antonio Martinez Ocasio in 1994 is best known by what two-word stage name? And here is a clip.
Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín.
Puerto Rican singer-rapper born Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
Hey, that's Bad Bunny. Hey.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Come on.
Good job, dude.
Thank you, dude.
All right, 2 points.
I told you, I'm cool. I'm with that
you're
music.
Down.
You know, I'm down
you're
with
down
that
with
music.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, yeah, Bad Bunny, man.
All right, let's introduce his opponent. Meeting Taylor Swift is her claim to fame, and she's been crushing Eddie in this stupid game. It's Lauren. Yeah. Lauren, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm surprised at some of these you get because, again, he has been alive for yours. You weren't alive for some of these because you're so much younger.
I know just a lot of stupid pop culture stuff for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why. I just do.
Okay, well, let's see what's up. In Home Improvement, the TV show, what's the name of their neighbor, Tim's neighbor? In Home Improvement, the TV show, there was a fence in between them. What's the neighbor of Tim, the Tool Man Taylor? And
I have no idea.
Nothing?
I don't know that one, no.
You can guess anything.
I don't know.
Eddie?
Nah, that's not John. That's Wilson.
Wilson, that's correct.
Yeah.
Next up. Lauren, what would you dial to call back the last number that called you?
That's 611.
It's incorrect.
Wow.
What would you dial to call back the last number that called you?
Star 69.
Correct.
Oh, I thought that was to block a caller if you wanted to.
Oh, I don't know. Star 67 blocks you calling them.
Oh.
That was Star 69.
When's the last time you did that?
Yeah. And then finally, what popular toy line featuring small action figures and vehicles was introduced in the 80s by Hasbro? It also had a TV show with the catchphrase, and knowing is half the battle. Here you go.
And knowing is half the battle.
Can I ask you what year you were born, by the way?
96.
Okay, so this was way before you were born.
I wasn't really into cars or action figures like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be out on this one.
It's okay. Nothing?
Nope, okay. I don't know. Yeah.
You
got me.
Can you repeat the question?
No, yeah. Just here's the clip. What's this from?
And knowing is half the battle.
And knowing is half the battle.
You're already winning by so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Micro Machines?
Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe!
I would never gotten that.
G.I. Joe.
I wasn't into G.I. Joe.
Yeah, what? I guess neither was I.
What about the new G.I. Joe movies? Did you ever see those?
No. See them out through there. You guys got me.
And then what's...
I'm done.
We got you. Oh, yeah. We got you.
Now Lauren 2, Eddie 1.
Yeah!
I'm on the show. Let's go!
Congrats, Eddie.
Thank you, Lauren.
How's everything in your life going?
Everything's going great.
Let's do a quick 60-second check-in. You're still engaged.
Still engaged.
How's Taylor Swift doing?
She's doing great. She looked great at this game.
The last game?
Weekend.
The big coat?
Oh, my God. I loved that coat. She looked best ever. Best style ever.
Got it.
So, looked great.
And how did you feel about the joke that the guy made at the Golden Globes? Was it the Golden Globes? Joke?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was that bad of a joke.
I didn't think it was that bad of a joke either. I just thought it wasn't funny. It was just kind of stupid.
What did he say?
He said the Golden Globes were... compared to the NFL, we'll have even less shots of Taylor Swift.
Yes, nobody laughed. It was kind of just like, okay.
But if people got upset about it...
Nah.
No, I didn't think it was bad.
There's a difference in a not funny joke. Trust me, I tell them all the time. And a joke that would... I felt like people got on him a little harshly.
Yeah, like, I don't even think she was that upset by it. I think she kind of just was like...
Yeah.
Okay.
But you weren't upset by that situation?
No, I didn't find it offensive. I don't really know anyone who... really thought it was that offensive. They show her a lot at NFL games. They show her at the Golden Globes. She's the biggest star in the world. Of course they're going to show her.
Boom. Is there a star bigger than her in the world right now?
No.
I don't think so.
No chance.
She's definitely probably
it's probably there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lauren, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You didn't win. Eddie congratulations.
Thank you, man.
That's Elder versus Millennial. Nice show. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So, unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
New world record where a guy chugged a cup of coffee in 3 seconds. Like, that looks like a pain tolerance thing more than anything.
A hot cup of coffee?
It has to be, right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
It's not a record if it ain't hot.
Ugh.
Ugh.
A guy broke out a world record by chugging a full cup of coffee in 3 seconds. His name is Felix. His official time is 3.12 seconds. Wow. They finally posted the video and confirmed the record. It's hard to tell how hot it was, but it was hot. There has to be a temperature gauge there. Because you can shotgun a liquid. I don't know how people do that where they like remove their throat.
It just goes straight down.
It just goes straight down.
Yeah.
That's wild. But a few sources say that it was really hot, but not scalding. But I think there has to be some sort of temperature there, because otherwise it's just liquid. But yeah, 3.17 was the record. He beat it. 3.12.
Wow.
And I think people could probably do it faster, but nobody... That's just pain. That's just suffering.
Yeah, you can burn your insides. Who wants to do that?
Like, if it's hot, that's what you'll do, right?
Yeah.
Like, burn your insides? I don't even like drinking hot stuff.
But if you're breaking records, you can't do that just one time, right? Like, you gotta practice
that. Yeah, you gotta build up.
Interesting. Or do you never try it and you only give yourself one shot because you know it's going to hurt so bad?
Yeah, maybe that.
You only get one. Speaking of that, see Eminem at the Lions game?
That was awesome.
That's your boy.
And he started singing the song?
Mm-hmm.
That was so cool.
You still a big Eminem guy?
Yeah, he's my dude.
Mount Rushmore of your musical artist lunchbox, top four?
Eminem, Tina Turner.
Oof. That's it? You're out of him?
That's tough. Robert O'Keefe.
Oh.
So diverse.
He stopped touring.
Yeah, he's done. And, man.
Raging Idiots?
Grab Bag.
Yeah, then Grab Bag.
Kids Bop. Kids Bop.
Maybe Bruno Mars. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do like
he's
Bruno.
Good. Okay. He's good.
That's his Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Oh, 50 Cent?
He only had one
so
album.
So Eminem.
But I like him.
Bruno Mars, Robert Earl Keen.
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Wow. That's his. That's
an interesting I guess.
One. Amy, what about yours?
Wow. Okay.
Four.
George Strait.
It doesn't have to be a ranking system.
I know, but yeah. He'd be up there for sure. Let's see. John Mayer. Golly. This is hard for me, too. No.
You don't lose a scholarship if you miss it.
Okay, fine.
No pressure.
Adele.
Okay.
And then... why is this so hard? Who cares? Just pick somebody. That's what I'm telling my brain right now.
Are you cracking right in front of me right
now?
Yeah, but it's like...
Pick one more artist.
Okay, Garth Brooks.
Okay. You pick Garth and George. Dang.
Ooh.
They're rivals.
Polarizing.
Eddie, go.
Easy. Pearl Jam, Jimmy Buffett, Willie Nelson, and who's my fourth one? Oh, Garth.
I'll go Garth, John Mayer, Counting Crows.
And?
And what? Weezer or Casey Musgraves.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Throw her in there.
Weezer or Casey. Oh.
Dude, I listened to that the first album she had the other day. I hadn't heard that in a long time. God, took me back.
I'm going to go Casey. I'll put Casey on there.
So good.
Yeah, so good.
It's so weird how easy it is for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. With merry-go-round.
Well, we enjoy music. You don't.
I mean, you guys had to argue over your fourth. I had to find two extras.
You picked anyone.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
What's going on with you had the future couple, the future Lunchbox couple, about all the sweepstakes and everything. And Lunchbox was all excited. Has Lunchbox been, you know, entering all these online sweepstakes and all that type of stuff? Yes? No? What's going on?
Thing about Lunchbox is he says a lot, but he doesn't always do it.
Hold on.
And we had an older couple in that we said the guy was basically Lunchbox in the future because all he does is get online all day and enter contests. And they want a contest to come up here and eat lunch with the show. And Lunch is like, I'm going to do that. Have you?
Yeah, we went to lunch together, and the guy said he'd reach out to me, he'd email me.
So it's his fault.
And he never did.
Right. Mm.
Okay. And I'm not able to get his contact information because that would be against the rules.
Did you ask that?
That's what the guy in the building said.
You can have his contact information.
One guy.
Okay.
Rick?
That's not true. You know one guy in the building, and that's why you're saying
that. No,
he's
the one that was in charge of it.
And he said to me, that you said to you can't have his phone number.
I can't have his private, that's private information.
You're sure?
Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to call him. I'm not going to call him on it, but he's lying. Okay,
why
next up.
Why does he need that guy's number to enter a sweepstakes?
He doesn't.
No, he would teach me. Show me his ways.
Okay.
You know, he needs a mentor.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, this is Abby from Washington State.
I have a morning corny. What airline would Eddie fly if he went to get a hair transplant? Turkish Airlines. Hope you all have a great day.
Nice shot.
Not bad.
Wow, did she write that?
Nice shot.
Original. Yeah, she obviously wrote that.
That's good. That was good.
I like that. Yeah. Really catered to her audience there.
Nice.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A teacher is going viral for banning 32 words and phrases in her classroom. Words like bet, just vibe, riz.
Also, something that kids are saying all the time.
Bruh.
Yes. Not because they're bad, but it's just because the overuse of those words. Got it.
I've banned those words in my household.
Well, you don't have any riz, though.
Got zero riz. Nah, man, they call me the Rizzly Bear at home.
They don't, though. No, they don't.
Oh, you don't? So your kid can't say bet?
I mean, they do, but I'm like, stop talking like that.
I think what it is, if they use it all the time and don't use a real word, it's not even about what the word is. If they were just like pumpernickel 100 times a day, you'd be like, I'm banning the word pumpernickel because you're using that for every emotion and you're limiting your vocabulary.
Yeah, so the teacher's specific goal is for an academic setting.
Yes.
They don't want to hear these words. And if you're caught using them, you'll write a short essay explaining why you chose to use the words in an academic setting to express yourself.
I think they should get like a couple passes a day. Oh, there's one, Jonathan. There's one riz. All right, put it. Once you hit two rizzes for the day,
done.
Yeah. You're done. By the way, is charisma.
Right.
Yes. What's standing on business?
So standing on business, that's what you do. I always stand on business when I go up against somebody.
Ooh.
You know, I'm there. That's what I say when I go to the middle of the field after we play a game and we beat a team and I go, I stand on business.
All right.
Stand on business?
Yeah. I know that's cap. My son says
it's
that one.
It's just taking care of your responsibilities.
A lot. Standing on business. Yep. Okay. What about on my mama?
I don't know that one.
Wow.
Skip that one.
I'm from Arkansas and I don't know that one.
Like, I'm guessing. Is it like I swear on my mom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Life? Please.
Gotta be.
Yeah, yeah. It's gotta be. But we used to, on my mom.
Right, but they shortened it to on my mama, which, and then there's one final one, which I was told this by my daughter's friends.
Okay.
You ate that up, except for they told me.
You did well?
you ate good. And I was like, I ate, like, I thought, I pictured the number eight, and I'm like, I'm like, good, eight, good. No, I was giving them a little encouragement talk, and she was on FaceTime with a few other people, and they were like, I said, can you explain that to me? And they were like, yeah, it's like, you just were cooking
yeah,
for us,
good. Yeah.
And you ate good.
Let Amy cook.
Yeah.
That's what we're just letting you do your thing.
Yes.
That's and when you're doing like, your thing at the highest level. We're like, let Amy cook.
I just thought that was such a compliment from a group of 16-year-olds on FaceTime.
I think I only know a lot of this stuff because I watch NBA. And then I listen to like JJ Redick's podcast. And so yeah. I listen to a lot of 19-year-olds talk. All right, what else?
So a restaurant recently got a funny request in the delivery notes section. And it said, not quietly, I'm supposed to be on a diet. And the restaurant, like, they did that. They knocked quietly so that they could get their cheat meal from whoever they were trying to hide from in the house. It was a 9-inch Texas barbecue style pizza, double chocolate ice cream waffle with chocolate sauce and a Dr. Pepper.
They're off the wagon completely. Yeah. Don't need to be quiet because they ain't going back. Yeah,
but the restaurant was like, hey, look, we don't want to betray the customer's trust. So the driver honored it.
Good looking out.
Mm-hmm.
And then business.
With Valentine's Day coming up, there's a dating term called avalanching that gets popular around this time, and it's when single people temporarily toss their dating deal breakers to the side, like they just kind of fall off a little bit so that they can increase their odds of having a Valentine.
So it's letting go of your standards for a little bit.
Avalanching.
Yes.
Yeah.
Morgan, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can't say I would do that. I mean, I don't need somebody to spend Valentine's Day with. I feel like if I tried to do this, I would fail miserably.
That's how somebody ends up getting pregnant and then being like, dang, I'm stuck with them.
Yeah.
Oh, it had to go all the way up.
Well, yeah, because if you're avalanching, that's a standard. That's somebody, something you don't really want, but then all of a sudden you got a baby and now they're in your life forever.
Wow.
You know what I mean? All right, Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
In 2012, Steve Gregg was devastated. 12-year-old dog got hit by a car, killed him. So he was like, dang, I want to do something in its honor. The dog was named Eeyore. And so he went and he adopted a senior dog. His dog was older, lost it too early, so he adopted another senior dog. And so he did this and he would tell his friends about it. Right now he has 11 senior dogs.
Oh, wow.
Along with a pig and a chicken, by the way.
That's awesome.
And a bunch of land. But if you want to follow his journey, it's Wolfgang2242. He has more than 1 million followers, and it's just the adventures of his animals. And it started, again, with the unfortunate situation with his dog. And he was like, I'm going to go adopt a senior dog because they do not get adopted. And now he's got a whole, basically, farm.
Well, and I feel like this story being out there is a reminder to other people to look at senior dogs.
And to leave me in your will.
Oh.
If you're a senior, I've never been left in a will before, so put me in your will.
Human.
Yeah, if you're a senior human, I've never been in a will, and probably never will be.
What?
Why would I be in a will? True. Whose will? Who's going to leave me anything? Nobody in my family has money. They're not even alive, most of them.
Your wife will. She'll leave you things.
We already have them together.
Yeah.
What's she going to leave me? Her hairbrush?
True.
But I can already use it. What am I going to leave her? I mean, I can leave her, but we already have it all together.
Yeah, we can leave you something.
But guys,
what do you want us to leave?
I did nothing. I want a listener to leave me something. I want to get a random call to be like, you have been left in Mr. Winslow's will.
Okay.
Or Miss Jackson's will. They left you $5,000.
Okay.
I'll probably donate it. I'm not going to promise I will, but I might. Probably.
What if they don't leave you money? They leave you an item.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know. It depends what it is. All right. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, team, you guys ready?
Yeah.
It's the morning corny, but Amy will ask us rapid fire. We try to figure them out. We have 90 seconds. It's time for the investigative morning cornies.
The morning corny.
What do you call an ant who fights a crime?
Crime stopper. Ant small.
Crime.
Ant that fights crime.
Security guard.
Ants.
Antelator. Anteater.
Anteater. Sheriff ant.
Fire ant.
What's it called? What's it again?
What do you call an ant who fights crime?
An ante.
Anti-crime.
Anti-crime.
Vigilante.
Anti-crime.
A vigilante!
Took too long. Go ahead.
What is the smartest insect?
Brain.
Insect?
Thinking bug. Grasshopper.
Lightning bug. It's good.
Lightning bug. Okay. Fire. Math. Geography.
Social studies.
History.
Economics.
Statistics. I don't know enough bugs.
Wasp.
What is the smartest insect?
Fly.
Bee.
Spider. Roach.
Cockroach.
Rat. Professor Bug.
One more time.
What is the smartest insect?
Dr. Bug.
Dr. Bee. Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee.
Oh my gosh.
What does a storm cloud wear under his raincoat?
Underwear.
Under his raincoat?
Lightning coat. Raincoat.
Thunder pant.
Under.
Thunderwear.
Thunderwear. Ugh.
No, sorry.
I said thunder pants.
It's not good.
I know it could have counted.
But I didn't really say it. I was embarrassed. Like thunder. That doesn't count.
This is not a good show.
We didn't do good.
But y'all still got two.
We did.
Yeah, that's not
but
good.
But I didn't even commit to thunder pants. I was
those were hard.
Gosh, the goal back in the day used to just be one.
Yeah, I know. But
we've grown.
Yeah. Now know, it's five, I think. Yeah. Five or more.
Dang. Okay.
All right. Clear. You want to yell it?
Yeah, well, we got. I mean, we got two.
Okay, so. Here we go. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Come on, lunch.
No, I wasn't happy with that
oh,
one.
Man.
Yeah, but you still got to put your heart in. We won.
It's right. Your team.
Can't lose.
Hey, we're never going to be sad about winning. We never apologize for winning.
Okay. That's true.
That's right. Easy music trivia. If Lunchbox wins, 4 out of 7, that's it. If he gets that, he wins a $100 gift card to Sonic, which he asked for.
Yeah.
If he loses, he has to promote Abby singing on his Instagram every day for a week. So 5 days, five work
days.
5 days. On your feed. And if we find out that, or if you're funny about it and you're not being promotional, it gets doubled. So you have to really sell it if you lose. You won't lose.
Yeah.
Born in Cincinnati, brothers Nick and Drew Lachey were half the lineup of what boy band? Here is a clip of their song, The Hardest Thing.
Man, do you feel bad for them?
No.
Because they didn't make it as well as the other two.
Nick Lachey and Drew Lachey. Go ahead.
98 degrees.
That is correct.
Oh, let's go.
Now one down.
Let's go.
Dude, good job.
Yeah.
Next up, Jimi Hendrix.
Oof.
Janis Joplin. Kurt Cobain. Amy Winehouse. And Jim Morrison all died at what cursed age?
Hey. Aha. First age that popped in my head. It starts with a 2. And it ends with a 7. 27!
Correct.
Yeah!
He's on a roll.
Oh my goodness! How did I know that? Why do I know that? That is the stupidest thing to know.
We've talked about it.
It's not that stupid. It's getting you closer to a gift card.
Wow!
We've talked about it a bunch.
Cheeseburger hot dog for my 5-year-old. Let's go, baby box. We're going to Sonic.
Lunchbox Steve Perry is best known as the front man of what Don't Stop Believin' band?
Man, let me tell you, we're going to take a journey to Sonic. We're going to take a journey.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's good. You got any harder ones in there, Bones?
Bro, it's easy trivia. I should have made him do like 6 or 7. I thought 4 would be hard for him.
Oh, man.
Okay, Lunchbox, in 2001... If you get this, it's over.
It's over.
He just ran the category.
Let's go.
In 2001, this American pop rock band released a hit single about a girl with what planet in her hair? Train released a song about a girl with what planet in her hair?
Oh, guys. That's what that song's about? Dude, Frank Ruiz in college, we would go karaoke. He could sing this song and sound just like them. Give me Drops of Jupiter! Shout out, Frank! Yeah, thank you very much for knowing that, dude. Yes!
Drops of Jupiter.
Yes! She's back in the atmosphere. Drops of Jupiter in her head.
Wow! I wonder if Frank still sings this.
God, that's such a good song.
Probably.
Do you want to go double or nothing on one question?
$200?
I don't know if we have it.
But
why
then
not?
That's double that he has to promote
yes.
Abby.
No.
No, I'm already. Hey, Abby, he's zero promotion, Amy.
Double.
That's dead.
That's the that's nothing
dead.
Part, Amy.
That's nothing.
That's dead.
Double or nothing?
Okay.
Man, don't I want to go double or nothing.
Do you want the category?
Yeah.
Famous nicknames.
Oh, man, I don't know that.
You like nicknames.
You don't have to go double nothing. You can tap out. Take your $100.
Yeah. I can go half for nothing. No. I can go.
No.
What are you talking about? Hey, think about it, dude. It's a lot of cheeseburgers.
That's a lot of cheeseburger hot dogs. Bacon box be real happy.
You don't have to do it.
Oh, man.
But I didn't make it. All these questions are already on the papers in front of me.
Hey, go ahead and read the question.
No.
What?
The category is, if you want a category, famous nicknames. Double or nothing. I need your answer in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Go for it!
Yeah!
Double or nothing! Let's go!
And I'm also going to say this. If you miss it, I'll give you one more chance to not get this one, but another question.
I love it.
Celebrity nicknames.
All right.
What singer is nicknamed the chairman of the board?
Oh, no.
That's not even a name.
Yes, it is.
This just got real hard. How am I to tell my kid that we can't go to summer? The chairman of the board? What board? Chairman. I'm the chairman of the board.
What singer is nicknamed the chairman of the board?
Paul McCartney.
You know, I respect it. You went old. You gotta go a little older. Do you know it, Eddie?
Yeah. That's Frank Sinatra.
Correct.
Fly me. I don't even know what that means.
But it's not over.
Like, he's the boss, you know what I mean? The chairman of the board.
Of what board?
Like, the board of music, man.
For the life, man.
Yeah, so dude.
Gosh, I feel like at some point y'all taught us that.
No, they never said that. Yeah. No, never.
Yeah. Lunchbox, are you ready to go one question down?
Yeah, let's go.
For $100 or Abby if you lose.
Whoa!
Well, it's all or nothing. On one question.
Come on, dude.
All right.
Yes or no?
Yeah!
What artist, with nicknames including His Royal Badness and the High Priest of Pop, passed away after the year 2015. Hint, he's very much associated with a single color. So you know he died.
Only...
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, no,
he's
got it.
He's got it.
He knows it.
He's got it. What?
The only thing I can think of is Prince because of Purple Rain. Oh. I don't go with Prince. Because I don't know anybody else that has a color name with them.
And you're locked in.
Locked in.
The answer is Prince.
Yes! 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 Oh, my. Those are the only two songs. What is Little Red Corvette? Is he singing that too?
Yeah.
Really?
He sings part 1999. He has a bunch of hits, but he's purple.
Oh!
And the nickname thing, you know, Prince is a royal name. The
royalty.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, what about the priest one? That's kind of.
Hey, don't ask me, man. Didn't know him.
No,
Lunchbox,
that one.
Congratulations.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
You want to do double or nothing on the next question?
Dude, you'll know. They're all so easy.
Okay, I won't do it.
So why? You brought it up.
I know. I just wanted to test that question. But I think I'm good. That was stressful.
The category would be Southern singers.
Oh, yeah, dude. You got that.
I don't know anything about South.
What are you talking about? Yes, you do.
Who's from the South?
You live in it.
No, like what singer?
No.
You live amongst them.
Okay, if you don't want it, that's okay. You can check out. I'd say end it.
You say end it?
I say end it because we're running out of time anyway. Unless you say go right now, we're going to have to go.
All right, I'll go ahead and go right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you think I'm not going to know?
No, you already said.
Georgia On My Mind is the state's official song and was written by what singer-songwriter who was born in Albany, Georgia in 1930?
We should have just ended it. We ended it. Hey, we ran out of time.
This
hit the
is
button.
Double or nothing?
This is, yeah, back to nothing.
Oh my gosh, we should have ended it.
Dude, I'm so glad you didn't.
Georgia On My Mind. Georgia. I'm giving you a hint there. Georgia.
No, I know the song.
You do? Sing it then.
I got Georgia on my mind.
I got Georgia on
my mind. Oh, man.
You got 5 seconds.
Why do you keep covering your face?
Five.
It's not Ray LaMontagne.
Four. Three. Two. One.
Ray Charles.
Correct.
Yes! Georgia. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
That's a rabbit out of your hat. How do you like that?
Did you just rhyme that?
Oh, yes, I did. Wow. How did I get from Ray LaMontagne to Ray Charles?
You had Ray in your brain, clearly.
You knew it.
Triple or nothing?
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
No. We're done.
I don't
we can be out of
your
cards. All right. Thank you, Sonic. Okay. If you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably 4 hours yesterday, probably 3 hours the day before. My wife and I play Overcooked, and she's not a video game person, but it's like, the video game looks like an 8-year-old built it. It's like, and you're two chefs. We only do two. And you're trying to cook all this stuff in the kitchen. You got to do stuff. This is just us playing because we're on a team. We got to make all these meals and then get them out to the kitchen in time. But it's a lot of teamwork. It's like, you got the rice? Yeah, you got the... This is us playing Overcooked.
I got the lettuce. Okay, tomato. Got the lettuce fed. Now we got one lettuce, one tomato.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay, where are the plates? Oh, it's over here. Put it right here by the plate. Put it here by the plate. Lettuce and chopped all the way. Uh-oh.
We're taking
lettuce. Got it. Got the lettuce and the tomato. Serving it.
Okay.
We need another lettuce and tomato. You got that one?
That's cucumber. No.
Okay.
I got lettuce, tomato, cucumber. So you can see lettuce, tomato.
Got it. Lettuce, tomato. I'll get the dishes. We don't have any clean dishes.
So you're running a kitchen.
What in the world?
And you're trying to serve all the meals in time with all the right ingredients. And it... We will play for hours.
This is a video game?
Yes. And it's called, the official game is Overcooked 2. I never played Overcooked 1.
Oh, man, you should.
But we play Overcooked 2, and it's like, chef, you ready to get in the kitchen? Yeah. And then we go up, make sure our controllers are charged, and then we're like level 2, 3 now. We're still Like, still working on our kitchen skills.
Because you're having to learn. You have to learn which buttons do.
Yeah, the button part's not that hard, but it's just like you got to look at the screen and it says you need lettuce, tomato, you need chicken, you need rice. And so you got to cook all of it and put it on the same plate. And the pans stay on the burners. And if you pull it off a burner, put it somewhere else, you got to go put it back on the burner because you can't cook it on a pan if it's not on the burner. It's crazy.
That sounds stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Like chefs do that because it's their livelihood. Why are you doing it?
Because I don't know. It's bonding. We have fun. We stayed on one level for like an hour and a half and could not beat it last night. And when we finally did, you would have thought somebody had a baby. We're like, yeah!
Exhausted.
It was awesome. But it's a cheaper game, too. It's like $24 or something on PlayStation Store.
That's cool.
I think you can play it on a bunch of stuff. Mike, you ever played Overcooked?
Yeah.
You have?
On Switch.
I think that's where it got super big, right? On Nintendo Switch? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we play Overcooked, too.
Yeah, it gets 9 out of 10 on Steam.
I don't know what Steam is, but...
Neither do I.
You acted like you knew what that was.
Yeah.
It plays on computer. Steam's a computer thing. Okay. So anyway, that's what's up. You wanna play? It's a fun game to play with your kids like your wife. Because my wife does not like video games.
But I was going to say that. Congrats, dude. You finally got her to play video games
with
you.
I can't get her to play Madden yet because she don't think she cares about that.
She'll get
yet?
There.
Is this a...
She'll get there.
No. I've come to terms with that. But she definitely is like... She'll gripe at me if I don't get to the dishes. Sorry. But yeah, it's fine. That's what we do all night. We have working phones, but we have broken microphones. So we're trying to fix the studio. Morgan's was broken early this morning. So
it's the snow, man.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Like my joints hurt. The cars are wrecked. Our microphones don't work. Our phones. It's all.
How do they do it up north?
It's all going to H in a handbag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my hands are ashy.
There you go. Thank you. Let's go over now and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Doctors issue warning over using your phone while on the toilet.
What?
What do you think the issue is?
Dropping germs?
Sitting on the toilet for too long can be pretty bad for your health, not just for hygiene reasons. The doctor explained that prolonged periods of sitting and straining put you at risk of developing hemorrhoids, and people that take their phone in sit longer because they like watching videos and stuff.
Right.
So don't take your phone with you, they say, if you want to be speedier. We were talking about on 25 Whistles, our sports show, how women and men aren't known for going number two the same. Like, guys will take an hour and women don't.
It's very different.
And why that is, and mostly it's a stigma. Women don't want to be known as somebody who goes to the bathroom for a long time, number two.
Okay.
Our bodies are pretty similar.
In and out, gotta go.
Yeah, but guys, like, use it as, like, a time to, like, get away, relax.
Alone time.
See you later.
And women, although our bodies are generally the same, they go and are very efficient because they don't want to be known as the woman who was in there and walks out and
that's
goes.
That's interesting. Yeah, I never...
Anybody got a match?
Thought about
us either.
Why that is, but it is very different.
Mm-hmm. Which company do you feel like is winning the fitness tracker battle? There's many of them. Who do you think rocks it and is number one by far?
Fitness tracker battle. Fitbit, Apple.
So...
Are they doing
Yes, Apple and Apple Watch. Is the big winner. But yeah, Fitbit too is coming to number two. That's a tricky question because the Apple Watches, they do that well, but they also like tell people if you got in a car wreck, to give you your horoscope.
Yeah.
Fitbits don't do that.
Call 911 for you.
Exactly. Sales experts say it's a sleek design and it pairs easy with the iPhone. Yeah, of course. That's the only reason. Apple's made it so easy for everything to connect. But remember when the phone started to have music in it? Because we had iPods. And I was like, now I gotta keep music on our phone. That'll never work. I want my separate iPod. Idiot.
What did you know?
I was like, I want my separate iPod for just my music. And it was basically the same size as a phone. But now Apple makes it so easy.
Unless you had the mini. I had the little clip-on mini.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the tiny one?
Yeah, but you couldn't pick a song. It just picked all the songs that like you had put in there.
Because it didn't have a screen.
Nope. Yeah.
So you didn't know.
Clank, clank.
The toughest marriage years. What do you think? Mm. Don't say your last one.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Why would you say that, Amy? God.
What? I didn't say anything.
We saw the look in your eyes.
We put that on her now?
What?
Nothing. I'm kidding. How long were you married?
Like almost 17 years.
Wow. That long?
Yeah.
God, that's crazy.
Right? Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a win.
Yeah, I feel
17 good. Years. That's a win. Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
So the challenging years include the first year. Because a lot of couples haven't lived together before, but then stuff starts to have to work together.
Oh.
Even if you did live, but, you know, your bank accounts maybe weren't together. You're not buying stuff together. And the seventh year, often referred to as the seven-year itch, because you've settled down and then thoughts tend to creep in your mind. Like, I need somebody else to scratch this itch.
Oh, interesting.
And then 10 years?
No, and then 17 because...
Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh, I was like, wow.
It says, and finally, the transition of becoming empty nesters when your children leave home.
Oh.
Whatever year that is. Mm. For my wife, I think it was toughest to live with me the first year and the second year.
For her.
Really, like we're only 2.5 years. Yeah, for her. For me, she's a delight. I love living with her, but
But surely there's something for you, like...
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure. But what I'm saying is...
Yeah.
It's been probably a nightmare at times for her to have to deal with me. Meaning I have lived by myself, didn't get married till I was almost 40, any sort of relationship at all, not even romantic. I didn't have really personal, close, intimate relationships like that. I didn't know how to communicate. Still don't. It's weird. I like the dog sleeping in the bed. I got cut.
Real quick.
Well, I think you can give yourself some credit for communication progress.
Progress for sure. You really can't go backward from terrible, though.
You could shut down completely.
That's what I would do, though. That's what I would do. Yes. She. I think the first couple years for her have been fair. Mine have been great because she's easy to live with. Divorce.com has that story.
Oh, that's a good website.
Yeah.
Okay.
From page 6, Suzanne Summers, widower, says paranormal things have been happening in their home since she passed away. I mean, prove they're not.
Well, so like what?
Three's Company comes on.
Jack Tripper.
The Thigh Master starts working.
He goes to, he's falling asleep. Come and knock on our door.
That'd be crazy.
They'll be waiting for you. Alan Hamill says odd things have been happening at their house since she passed. Three things happened the same day. First of all, a hummingbird flew into our house and made the rounds in the kitchen. Now, this would be similar to Amy because she believes her mom is a...
Cardinal.
And her dad is a...
Blue Jay.
They made it in the house?
Heck of a World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cardinals, Blue Jays.
No, but they have been really actively at my feeder lately. Lots of birds.
Are they back together in your mind?
They did visit my feeder just this week.
What together?
Two birds like on each.
Wow. No.
They're doing like it. I walked in on my mom and dad.
No, because the thing is, my mom can show up either as a male or female cardinal.
Whoa. Okay. You respect it.
I don't know how they identify.
Respect it.
In heaven.
Yeah, respect it. The bird then hovered in front of a picture that they had in their breakfast nook of them two and just sit and watched it and then just went and stayed on top of that.
Huh.
And then the fireplace started all by itself.
Oh, whoa. That's weird.
And then some music came on by Suzanne's favorite composer.
Oh.
That's from page 6. Okay, the fireplace and the music.
Yeah, it's
eerie. I don't believe that.
What do you mean? What?
That's the part that's crazy.
Yeah, I know, that's why I don't believe that it just came on. You know, maybe it's one of those systems where somebody like pushed the button in the house.
But if
all that happened though, Eddie, I'm telling you, if all that happened, I swear to God, if all that happened and it really did, nobody did it, I'd be like, that's crazy. And you guys wouldn't believe me.
Right.
But I probably wouldn't even tell you because you wouldn't believe me.
You would tell us.
Yeah, I would. But then I'd be like, guys, go ahead.
But you're thinking about like the human. Like if you were Suzanne Summers, how cool would that be? Like, I'm going to be a hummingbird. I'm going to go in. I'm going to turn on my favorite song.
What are we talking about? Drive to work today.
What are we talking about?
This is funny. This is what I just randomly talk about. Eddie and I were driving in. He had to pick me up. We have snow and ice.
We had a couple of topics. What are we talking about?
Dead people.
Dead people.
We're talking about death. And I was like, what if it's awesome?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, what if, you know, because we're like, man, dying. I think about dying all the time. I was like, man, it's like dying would suck. And I said, yeah, it feels like that because you'd leave all your people. But what if as soon as you die, you then can like hang out and like watch on Earth, you know, we just can't see each other. I said, but what if dead people look at us like we look at kids going through puberty? Like, that's a tough time. You know, they don't know how hard it is right there, but they're going to like it once they're done with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a conversation we had. What's another one we had? Oh, so we were singing Rock and Roll, Hoochie Coo. Rock and Roll, Hoochie Coo. Come on, lover, spread the news.
And then we do check the weather.
We
talk
do.
About
yeah,
forecasts.
We're doing each hour. We're like, what's this rain and sleet and snow?
Wow.
We did that.
Yeah, very.
That is good to
goodness,
keep up with.
You guys got deep right in the now. Morning.
Yeah, man.
That's our new show, too. Deep in the morning. This is over.
That is crazy.
I mean, I feel like y'all covered it all. You were like you do weather, which isn't that deep, but then you talk
get
about
our own show.
Life after.
Mm-hmm. No, or just the perspective, right? People are scared to die. I'm terrified of it. However, what if everybody's just chilling, still here? And what if we look at that like we look at other difficult things? You're only out of it. You only know how difficult it was. And this was like this is the pain.
Yeah.
Deep in the morning.
Deep in the morning.
Yeah.
Also, it sounds dirty. Child experts guarantee the whining will stop. Who has whining kids?
Everybody.
I
do.
Your kids don't whine?
No.
You shut that down real quick, didn't you?
No, they just don't whine
because they live in an orphanage and they're like, nothing to whine about here.
Yeah, this is all great.
Yeah, they don't whine.
Child development experts found that approximately 50% of 4 to 5 year olds, boys and girls, whine so much their parents consider it maybe a problem.
Oh, yes.
And something they should look into. However, they say, don't worry about it. As they get older, it decreases, and don't reinforce it by showing your kid that it's a guaranteed way to get attention.
Oh.
We do that on the show a little bit, too.
Ignore him.
With somebody.
Yeah, we ignore him.
Who knows if it's him or her?
Right. Right.
Yeah, him.
Who whines?
Yeah, exactly. Lying also ramps up when they're talking and young, and once they get middle age, it kind of pops back up again, like stock market, and then goes down again.
Okay.
Yeah. Psychology Today, so don't freak out there. I did want to mention, 1 in 5 hospital deaths in the U.S. are a result of doctor error.
What?
20%.
Yeah. I mean, they're human.
I wonder what the error rate was, though, 20 years ago.
That's not good. 1 in 5? Oh.
It doesn't mean 1 in 5 people are going to die in the hospital. But of the 5 deaths in the hospital, 1 of them is because of a doctor error.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, man.
That's one of the great things about AI, is that humans working with it will be, that'll be a great breakthrough.
Yeah, AIs don't space. They don't space out.
And they don't go, why does that guy have a Blue Jays tattoo? I don't care. I like the Cardinals. And let them die.
No, that would be a real thing on Grey's Anatomy sometimes. That's not
a TV show.
I'm just doing a callback to the...
Based on certain things, but not sports, but like if they had a tattoo for, and they were like racist or something. Or,
sure, like or a swastika.
Yeah, yeah, and like.
And I was going to go that route, but I thought I'll just do a sports team.
Sure, but I mean, just like real life delivery. Or they knew they were working on a guy that there's other patients there that were just hurt by this other person.
Like somebody that murdered people. Like
yeah,
people.
Right.
And so they're saving the lives of people.
That'd be me for sure.
Right.
1 in 5 hospital deaths are caused by misdiagnosis. A study published last month in the journal JAMA, JAMA examined the hospital records of 2,500 patients in 29 different American hospitals, and that's basically what they found. 23% of the patients were misdiagnosed or received a delayed diagnosis, and then of the people that died, 1 in 5 was because of that. Mm. Daily Mail with that story.
Oof.
This is a cool story. Jake Johnson from New Girl, one of the guys on the show, he revealed that he snuck his dad's ashes into Wrigley Field in Chicago and rubbed it on home plate.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field, where the Cubs play. Last night, as I was trying to go to sleep, I do lists when I can't fall asleep. The first one is always go favorite 10 Razorback football players of all time. If I get all the way through with that and don't fall asleep, I go favorite Chicago Cubs baseball players of all time. Got through that one, couldn't sleep, and I did favorite best friends of all time. Like, through all life.
Wow.
I know, like, my friend Evan from elementary school. I'm not saying where people fell on the list. It's my own business. And, like, but, like, you, everybody was, there was a place.
Wow.
And then I finished that one. I still couldn't sleep.
So what was next after that?
I made a list of lists that I do.
Like a list of the list.
Yeah.
But I thought that story was pretty cool. I got one final story here. A heavily drunk American passenger, 55, allegedly bit a flight attendant's arm, forcing the Seattle-bound jet to turn around, and he had to get escorted off and arrested. Why you?
They're going to ruin it for all of us.
And mostly, it's American people who are idiots on airplanes. Mostly. Yeah. Every once in a while, there's like a snake on a plane.
Sure.
And that's in Thailand.
Yeah.
But mostly when it's people being idiots, it's Americans.
You know what flight attendants have a name for annoying passengers? That there's like a code name they talk to each other. And I think it could be male or female, but it's Philip. They're like, oh, I got a Philip on row 23. You know?
What if there is a Philip, though? And she's like, Philip's on row 23. She's like, oh, I hate that guy. And they don't give him any water.
His name's Philip.
Yeah, his name's Philip.
Apparently, they took it from something that airlines used to use to describe a passenger. I'd like to punch, P-I-L-P.
Oh, that makes sense.
Passenger, well, the H generally.
No, no, it's passenger. A take. They expanded it from there.
Passenger, ha.
passenger, P-I-L-P ha. Was old. Phillips knew.
Here's a story that's not American. This is Canada. I want to shout out to, well, just the whole country of Canada.
Oh, all of them.
Because they ain't doing stupid stuff like this for the most part. We love them. It's cold. I got a note yesterday. I'll just read you part of the press release. Toronto, January 18th, well, that's today. I guess the press release was that today. Orbit Media announced today they've added 2 new affiliates for the Bobby Bone Show. Course Radio's 99 in Winnipeg and Hot Country 88.5 in Evanoff Communications. But 27 stations in Canada now we're on.
Wow. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
I was listening to a Canadian guy on my way to work.
Justin Bieber?
Today. No, like a...
Brian Adams.
Outlaw Country. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Willie Nelson.
I had on iHeart Radio, Coulter Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's what I was listening to this morning, and you're talking about Canada, and he's Canadian.
Cool.
His voice is
Alanis
so
Morissette came on
and
mine.
Old for only being 28.
Celine Dion? Yeah. All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
You can watch us on Facebook. We have cameras in the studio. So if you go to Facebook and search The Bobby Bones Show, you follow us over there, you can watch the show. You can also watch the post show most days when we do that. But I do want to do a segment that makes everybody a little bit uncomfortable. Spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
This one is so confidential. It is done on voice changer, like they were hiding from the mob. And this spill the tea, I'm going to push play. Don't yell who it is if you figure it out, but just listen to the message. Here we go.
I saw Lunchbox looking through the mail in the kitchen, and he grabbed a box that was not addressed to him. It was supposed to be for the president of iHeart Nashville. It was a bottle of wine addressed to Dan Endham, and Lunchbox took it for himself. He said, oh, he's not going to drink it. He doesn't even know it's over here anymore. I think that he needs to be punished in some way.
Okay, so way to really disguise that voice.
Wow.
For those that couldn't make it out, could you guys?
Yeah.
Our Nashville iHeart president's name is Dan Endham. He had a bottle of wine sent to him, and Lunchbox went through the mail and stole it and took it home and said, oh, he's never going to get it. So he stole the Nashville president's bottle of wine from the mail, which is, I think that's mail.
Felony.
Yeah, it's fraud.
Yeah, mail fraud.
It's not a fraud.
Yeah, it is.
So, is that true?
The bottle sat there for a week.
I thought that wasn't the question I asked.
It said Merry Christmas on there. Okay. And I was like, so, obviously this person doesn't even work in this building anymore. Doesn't come to this
building.
But
he works like...
Yeah, but he does
3 minutes away.
But he doesn't come to this building.
But mail probably gets
and have a picture
there.
Of Lunchbox holding the bottle of wine in his arm, walking out of the building with
it. Wow. So I saw it and I sat there and I was like, okay, 1 day goes by, 2 days, 3 days, a week goes by. I'm like, it says Merry Christmas on it. It's the middle of January.
Why didn't you message him and say, hey, Dan, your bottle of wine's here. Do you want it or can I have it?
Obviously, he doesn't care. He doesn't even know
There's
the wine's here.
He didn't know.
Exactly. So he didn't even care.
But he didn't give a chance to care.
You can't care about something you don't
and
know about.
You can't
about.
Steal somebody's mail.
I didn't steal it.
You did.
Where'd it go?
To my house.
What? So. Does he not know what stealing means?
No, it's like the rule of mail. If it sits in that...
There's no rule of mail.
If it sits in the kitchen here for over a week,
yeah.
It's called anybody's game.
No, it's not.
That's not how that works. And also, the weather's been bad. And also...
He's had some... It said Merry Christmas.
I hear you. If there's ever anything sent to Lunchbox...
Just take it?
No. It has to be a week.
Over 5 hours. We can make up our own rules for the mail game, apparently.
You know what we can do is just if we find some, we just hide it for a week.
And then no, you can't do that.
Why not?
I didn't hide it. It sat
there. I would suggest
there.
Not take people's mail, period, and just send them a message. Be like, hey, this bottle is here. Do you want it? If not, I'd like to have it. It's not a big deal. That is not a big deal. And he'll probably say, take it. But now you stole somebody's mail. And now the feds are on their way.
And he doesn't even know it's there.
He doesn't
He
now.
Still
he
doesn't.
Now.
Is now.
No chance he listens to this.
I can agree with that, probably.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, it was going to sit there and sit there and sit there. I mean, there's people that don't even live in this state. They get mail here and it just sits there.
That's not what we're talking about.
So what should we do with that?
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Nashville president who works like, I don't know, 6 minutes away in a building that we're moving to soon. And you could email them. That's all.
Okay.
There's for sure someone where it's their job to take the mail from here over to there.
And if he calls us today, you owe him a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
He won't call us.
Because?
He ain't listening.
Okay.
Did you open it by chance or is it still?
Hey, let's just say I wined and dined my wife.
Oh, let's just say.
I was going to say you could just bring it back.
That's true, too. Who do you think that was? On the voice changer?
I don't know.
That's right. We protect our sources here on the show.
A coward.
Eddie.
Oh, a coward?
It's Eddie.
No, a coward.
Oh, a coward.
You think it's Eddie?
I think it's Eddie, but.
You want to hear? Play me like 10 seconds of it.
That's so much folks. Looking through the mail in the kitchen.
Hold on. Why'd you be looking through the mail anyway? Just like looking through the mail. Are you scurrying just to find stuff?
It's like lost and found?
No. I was just.
Mail rule is, according to today.
Dude, there are. Okay, what, there's cinnamon rolls that St. Jude sent before Christmas to say thank you for the radiothon. Am I allowed to take those?
No.
Whose are they? And they last forever. We just ate ours.
Well, I learned the hard way. Those need to be frozen or refrigerated within like.
But whose were they?
I don't know.
Did you take them?
They're not.
No, they're still there.
They need to be thrown out.
Am I allowed to take them?
Sure, take them.
I would message them and say, hey, your cinnamon rolls are here. Do you want them?
I mean, it's just crazy to me that people just leave the mail sitting
there. Okay, that's a different topic, but you stole mail.
Don't think I stole it.
You can also take charge, dude, and start emailing people and say, hey, it's sort of Rod, like this is your package. It's
sort of like a house that sits abandoned for a certain time. If you start taking care of the yard
It's your house?
You're a squatter?
You then own the house?
Wow. You do.
Wow. That is not
eminent domain, I think is what it's called.
No, that's not what that is. That's if the government needs to take land for you for a reason like pipes or electrical lines.
But yeah, let's say they're not upkeeping their yard and they moved out and it's abandoned. You mow the yard and do everything for a certain amount of time, that house is yours.
That's not true.
It is. 100%.
Okay. I'm going to just play a song. That's not true.
It's 100% true.
You don't just get to own the house if they don't mow the yard.
You do.
I'll see you in court. All right. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, like 4 hours ago, we started the show and Eddie was talking about his wife, and he's never had a Valentine's Day that he planned ahead of time. And he's like, I got it. I got Valentine's Day. We're going to watch this movie. So we think it's a movie, like a love movie. And
yeah. It's called One Love.
One that he's already like got it all purchased.
He has nothing done, and it's not even for her. It's for him. It's a Bob Marley movie.
She also likes Bob Marley.
No, we asked you this morning, you're like, take it or leave it.
Not as much as I do.
So what you did is you found a way to plan a date for you on Valentine's Day.
Well, it's just sparked like urgency in me. We're like, oh, wow, this is cool. I've got my plans because I saw the...
And I think that's awesome. You're taking her on a date.
Right, a movie.
That you want to see.
About love, dude. It's Bob Marley. Peace and love, man.
I hear you. I don't think it's what you think it is. And I don't think you have to do anything if your relationship doesn't commit. That you do it, you know? But for you to claim I've got it, but you're actually planning something for you.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit disingenuous.
Well, usually we just do dinner at the house.
And that's great if that's you.
But so you're this is going above and beyond.
It's not. It's for you. What is the other thing your wife wants to do? She wants to watch these comedians?
She wants to go to L.A., Los Angeles, for a comedy show. And I'm like, you are out of your mind. Like, we're going to get airline tickets and go all the way to California to go see some comedy show? It's like Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, Sebastian Maniscalco, and
she brought up to
Nate Bargatze
that she'd like to do that.
She loves those guys.
So when is the show?
It's like in May.
Why can't you plan that out? Give it to her as a gift on Valentine's Day and say, hey, we're going to go to this.
The last time we traveled for a show, we were in debt for like 20 years.
That was Pearl Jam in like 1964, dude. Now you're adults.
You have a job now.
Then we went all the way to Hawaii to go see Pearl Jam. And
how old were you then?
We were 27.
Okay.
28. Yeah, something like that.
Now you're real life adults.
Yeah.
And you can plan.
That would be the ultimate gift, is to get her that and go, we're going in May.
Well, if I do that, though, then Bones, she's going to be like, oh, guess what? Like, U2's playing in Rome. We should go.
So no. The reason the other people might be playing is why you don't take her to this?
Well, yeah.
Then why would you take her to anything? Because anything else, you can't compare everything.
It's a precedent, man.
No, and it's not.
Oh, it's not?
Think about the stuff she does for you.
And get to set the precedent. Says in your relationship, like what?
Yeah, he's drawing all the lines.
Well, if I say yeah, sure, let's go to LA for a comedy show.
How about
not?
Yeah, how about that's a great idea for something we could do together.
Let's say she decided she wanted to go. Could she make that decision herself and like go?
Absolutely, 100%. Because that's just one ticket, one airline, whatever.
Okay,
the two, that's expensive, man.
Yeah, 104 days, 17 hours, 21 minutes, and 40 seconds till the show.
That would be the ultimate Valentine's gift. You give her that to go. We're gonna have till May. We're gonna go. Fly Southwest is a direct flight.
Yeah, I'm sure you have maybe
cheapest ticket now.
You guys think I should do this?
Absolutely, if she wants to do it. I only think that because you were bragging about how you planned Valentine's Day for her, yet you didn't. You planned Valentine's Day for you.
It's a movie right down the road.
Right.
Like, you're talking like a couple $100 for dinner and a movie versus probably $1,000
to go to this comedy show. But I'm not comparing the two. I don't even think you have to do the dinner and movie. If Valentine's Day is not your thing or you want to do it at home for cheap, that's great. But you can't claim one thing and they just not do it.
And also, I feel like sushi at home, it's sushi, right?
Yeah, sushi.
Okay, every year, I feel like that's their tradition. Like, why is he wanting to break that and mess with it?
Tradition's pretty romantic.
Yeah.
One love, man.
Okay. Go watch it on a different night.
It comes out Valentine's Day.
And you gotta be the right when it opens.
You know what I mean?
You gotta get your new iPhone. Gotta get your new shoes. Huh?
Right, Mike? You wanna come out when a movie is premiered, man?
It's not a TV show. It'll be there.
Okay.
Who's your favorite comedian, Amy? Ever, if you had to pick one.
I love Trey Kennedy.
Does he do comedy? Does he do stand-up?
Okay. Yeah, I've been to his shows. They're so good. I mean, he's a younger one, but... Who's yours?
Ooh, that's a tough question, Bones.
Dead, George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
Alive, but legendary, Chris Rock. Relevant, Shane Gillis.
Oh. Where does Adam Sandler fall in there?
See, I don't consider him like a stand-up. He does stand-up. He has music, but like...
He's an actor, too.
But no, but he's like music and sketch. Adam Sandler.
All of it.
Yeah.
He's so good.
That's like you.
He's the reason Raging Idiots... we're a bad version of that. Yeah. I keep asking CMT, let us do a Crossroads. Raging Idiots and Adam Sandler.
Come on. We got to make that happen.
Make you smile whenever you're down. I don't forget all the words.
And then Lunch Lady Land. When the virus
hand. Or they do these CMT campfire sessions. They put every artist on there. Why not put the Raging Idiots on there?
What do you do? You just sit and...
I don't know. We just read about it. It's like, Jonathan Litnicki, country artist, has got a... We're like, he's a country artist? That's the kid who said, your head weighs 10 pounds in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing country now, but they have him on...
The Jerry Maguire kid?
Yeah.
No.
But they have him on...
He's probably 40 now.
Whatever. Huh? I don't know, dude. He doesn't even do country music. But it's like random people. I'm like, put us on there.
Yeah.
Raging Idiots.
I know, man.
Hobby Lobby Bobby, make them all... tear up at the campfire.
That surprised me that we don't get asked to do a lot of that stuff. And like awards, like Duo of the Year. That just shocks me.
I can't tell if y'all are being serious.
Jonathan Litnicki's 33. Whoever said he was 40, wrong.
Eddie.
I said he's not 40?
He's not 40. He's 33.
Okay.
Jonathan William Litnicki is an American actor who's known for his roles as a child actor. He's appeared in such films as Jerry Maguire, Stuart Little, and Stuart Little 2. The often forgotten Stuart Little 2.
Who knew?
Yeah. Favorite comedian Lunchbox?
Ooh, Dave Chappelle.
Eddie?
Chris Rock. 100%.
Take your wife. You have till May.
Then we got some time.
Yeah, that sounds like that would be a really good show.
Hey, and California's expensive.
Okay,
man.
Oh my gosh.
You're not moving there. You're not paying the taxes.
Like, maybe come springtime, you golf a little less.
Yeah, Eddie, I can get you there for round trip ticket 356 on Southwest.
For one or two?
For one.
Okay.
How are you going to get two?
What do you mean?
Put her in a golf bag then, Eddie.
check her in.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 54-year-old man walked into a Subway, said, "Can I get a footlong on white, ham and cheese, mayo?" Wrapped it up, gave it to him. He goes to his table, opens it. They didn't cut it in half.
Oh, no.
What?
They didn't cut it in half.
Oh, no.
They always cut it in
half.
Hey,
guys, not a big deal. Walk back up and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, would you mind cutting this in half?"
Oh, no.
No.
He took it, launched it like a football, hit her in the face.
Oh. Okay. I mean, the whole thing probably flies good like a football.
Yeah. Spiral.
Would you mind cutting this in half?
All right, or go get
that's all it takes. Look,
knife yourself, a plastic one, and
or that.
That too, Amy.
Yeah.
Or that. I wonder if there was anything that happened while he was in line or maybe at home. I'm imagining one of the two.
Yeah, I think there's an underlying issue.
He brought something with him to Subway.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Amy, you hurt your tailbone again?
Oh. Well, I've learned now. It's out of alignment.
Well, no, it sticks out.
No, it's. Well, I know it already sticks out.
It looks like a tail.
It's an abnormal tailbone, for sure. But I'm not the only person in the world.
But isn't that out of alignment itself, the fact that it poked?
No, I think I just have an abnormal tailbone, but this was even more abnormal because I was out of alignment, so it was really bothering me. But guess what? Yesterday afternoon, I got it put back in.
You did. You're like our little stegosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, the big tail. That,
apparently, it was like out and to the right, and so that was really causing me some issues. So it's still, you know, you can feel it, but just not as bad. It was great. Like, after he adjusted me, I stood up and I rubbed my, you know, hand down my lower back, and I was like, amazing, I don't really feel it.
Could you get that shaved down? Like a tail shaving?
I don't know.
Or like dogs, sometimes you just, like, cut them off, right?
And that's cartilage.
This
I think
is a
Amy's
bone.
Bone.
Oh, it's tailbone.
It's an actual bone, and this is.
They used to do with dogs where I grew up. I hated it.
Where they had the little nub.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Really awful. We should do that with Amy, though.
Yeah, I mean, it might help.
It already, like,
is there a doctor out there? We did it over here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it, maybe somebody listening, because I know I'm not the only person. I know other listeners have this, and maybe they've done something to remedy
it. I don't want to do
it.
A call-in, though, about tailbones, I don't think.
If they've shaved their tailbone down,
yeah, no,
you don't want to hear?
You can hit the voicemail lineup, and we'll go through those.
We'll just, yeah.
But I feel sorry for you, because your tailbone is a tail.
Yeah.
And maybe you're sitting wrong, Amy, because dogs don't sit like we do. Like, sometimes they have to.
Yeah, you need to get her all fours pad, or she has to lay on her side.
I'm not a dog.
Well, they have tails.
They have
tails. Just saying.
Yeah.
There's a different way to sit if you have a tail.
You know, we're all designed differently. And this
yes,
is just,
but mostly humans, like, based on, you know, what we are, our species.
Right.
But our species are very similar. Yeah. Our species are similar.
No, I'm the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're better.
Me too.
I'm rooting for your tailbone.
It was a really, I kind of went in for my neck, and then I said, "Hey, so something's going on with my tailbone." And he took a look at it, and he was like,
"Is he familiar with your tailbone issue?"
No, but he assured.
How did he react?
Hey, Chris, come here.
You gotta see this.
You gotta see this.
He assured me that he's seen
was this like snickering the whole time
type of thing before.
Okay, good luck. My butt's like 85% better, but it's not my tailbone. Mm-hmm. It's like injuries. But I'm like 85%, which is the best I've been in a year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good job, dude.
We're all designed different, though.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you.
We're all God's children.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. Bobby Bone, come on.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.